No, you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. Business owners, a good CPA, their role is changing. Did you know that? Of course it's changing. Not only does a CPA prepare your taxes, but they should also be helping you with forecasting, cash management, building efficiencies, cost savings, and much, much more. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very special, Ms. Marie Torreson. She's a CPA advisor and transformation coach. She's unbelievable. She's an expert in this field, my friends. As a past auditor and also as a CFO, she knows that financial analysis is so important for your business growth. So viewers, I want you to listen carefully because you need to know what her framework is to help you go from 1 million to 10 million. Let's do it. How are you, Marie?
I'm doing wonderful, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays to you. Lots of great things to you and to all our viewers tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to make sure, Marie, that we have a front and center conversation today about how you, as a CPA advisor and transformation coach, how you can help business owners grow their wealth exponentially. That's what it's all about. You have a business and you want to grow it. Talk to us about what is trending. What is trending in your industry, Marie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one of the key things that's been trending in the past few years, actually going back to even 2016, 17, 18, is that the CPA industry is completely changing. There's a lot of new softwares coming up that's taking over a lot of the basic accounting work. And the role of the CPA is becoming more of an advisor. So what this means is that as a CPA, the business owners and they want to build a relationship with their CPA. They want a continuous relationship. They want guidance. They want trust. They want that person to be the first person they will call if something is up, right? So what I started doing is when I started my consulting business back in 2018. I start looking at who are the people that I could collaborate with to bring that full slew of services to business owners. And so, for example, lawyers, financial advisors, so that I can create this one-stop shop experience for clients. And another piece of what we do is that, and I see how the CPA world is changing, is that we are becoming more like a little bit of educators, business coaches. So with that, what I've tried to do on my end is to create a lot more, let's say, content such as videos and, you know, also social media posts. For example, on my YouTube channel, you know, I've created a bunch of little videos of like 3 minutes where I kind of cover very high level how to do this, how to create a budget, how to create a forecast, that kind of information that I want to help, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs to start understanding how their mindset should be as they're building their business. Because, you know, they hit their first 150,000, 350,000, 500 or 750, and then they hit their million, and they're just now they have 3-4 employees, and it's just a lot going on. So
let me see if I understand what you're saying so that our viewers can also, you know, hone in on what you're saying. So
absolutely.
As a CPA advisor, I think you added the word advisor, you know, you represent yourself as a CPA advisor and transformation coach. So we're going to get into that in a minute. But
sure.
I want to piggyback on the first question that I asked you, the what's trending. So what
yes.
I'm hearing now is that a lot of software is changing.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
What I'm hearing is that business owners are going to try to understand, or they have to understand, this software. And that's where you come in. You don't only just do their taxes, but now you have to assist them with this complex
absolutely.
Software, correct? That they
well,
need to
yeah.
look at the analysis and their numbers and so on and so forth. So what I'm hearing is that you are building a one-stop shop, holistic shop for business owners to go to you. It's almost like going to a hospital, right? Because you don't feel well. But now business owners need to go to surgeons, which is what you call yourself, a
yes.
business surgeon. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Exactly. So, you know, we use a lot of different software to implement different pieces of the puzzle, let's say the cash flow management, or will it be the bookkeeping, or financial forecast, business plan. So, and like I said, certain softwares, you know, most business owners think that, well, let's say QuickBooks Online, for example, and most business owners say, well, I already have QuickBooks Online. Great. But that does do a certain amount of work, but there's also information that needs to be put in correctly. So right. Information in has to be correct, so the information out is correct. And the next level is when, as a CPA advisor, we're going to go in and analyze the information. We're going to explain what those numbers mean, because without that, a business owner cannot make a right decision of when they're what they're doing at the next step.
Absolutely. So for all our viewers, you're talking to a CPA advisor, not just a CPA.
Yes.
I want to make clear to our viewers, because there's so much more than just doing taxes. And again, short of being redundant, congratulations to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All your partners, you know, because apparently you feel the collaboration is so important. Do you want to expound on that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. Naturally, I've been always someone that loves to work in teams and collaborate with others. And what I've realized as I'm building my practice is it's important to work with other CPAs or other accountants, and like I said, the lawyers and financial advisors as well, to make sure we're providing the client with a complete value of all the pieces of the puzzle that they need fixed. So, for example, on the tax side, I collaborate with a tax accountant, because each one of us as a CPA, we do go through a very extensive amount of education experience. We go through our uniform CPA exam, just like a doctor or a lawyer, they go through their bar or medical exam. We have to upkeep our continued education credits. We are public servants, by the way. We have to keep high ethical standards. But what has happened throughout the years, or what I've experienced, is that most CPAs are not really always collaborating like the way attorneys do. And with that said, most business owners don't see the CPAs as with their specific values, right? So each one having their own experiences. And sometimes as a business owner, they need a group of CPAs, because there's a CPA that does specifically tax planning, tax filing. There's a CPA that does, let's say, financial audits. That's what my training was.
So just to make it simple for all our viewers, you're basically, like what I said before, a one-stop shop.
Yes.
So any business owner that has different variables going on in their business should call you, Marie Torreson, correct?
Yes.
CPA. Is it a PLLC?
Yes, ma'am. Professional
what
LLC.
What is a PLLC? Because I know the LLC, but what's a PLLC?
It's a professional LLC. It's a specific designation that mostly a CPA practice or a law practice would use when they're an LLC.
Okay, so getting back to you calling yourself a transformation coach, which I never heard a CPA call themselves that, so I want to commend you. If I had a hat, I would take it off of you. No, really, because I like it. Transformation coach, because you're basically transforming a business from starting up to getting to the first million and then going to the $10 million level. So you're saying now that you also have some shows. Congratulations. Where are they?
Yes, my shows are on YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We go live every Thursday at 10 a.m. EST. Basically, we're in Miami, so we're on EST. And we basically cover anywhere from accounting, tax, and other business strategies that business owners can listen into. It's about 30-minute segment. It's not too long. And we also have the audio version on Podbean and on Amazon Music, so they can listen to it on the go as well.
I love it. So you'll be informing all of our viewers about businesses and the right tax decisions, so on and so forth. Now, I know that you created a framework that's been buzzing around town. Valuation, right, with an E, valuation with an E, and T.
Yes.
So I want you to take your time in explaining this to all our viewers so they can see how detail-oriented you are.
Yes.
Because you have created this framework to implement in businesses. And if implemented by you, since you're the brainchild in a business, then they can rest assured, if you will, that they're going to grow their business exponentially, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Happy to share that.
All right, so the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Rachel. So just to give a little background, since my training was an auditor and then a CFO, I got to see a lot of the back end of the businesses, from operations, internal controls. So my training, in addition to a lot of the hands-on experience that I've had as a consultant and now with my practice, I realized there's key things, of course, with the financial analysis that needs to be done. And I've done different projects, and at some point I realized I need to put it in some type of a framework. So that framework came into being with that valuation with the E, MT. And then each letter actually stands for a process. And this framework is in the process of being copyrighted as well. With that said, so the first step we'll take is to value the business. So when we start working with the business owner, we'll take their financial data or the last year, 3 years of tax returns, or could be 2 years of internal data plus projections to kind of gauge their business value. And the software that we use, and that's where I'm saying there's a lot of software that we can use as well, that gives us about 29 page report with a bunch of KPIs that will put the company in comparison to the same companies in their industry within their same location. So this is a really important.
You're looking at competitors? Are you looking at competitors as well?
Yes, the software the software is actually looking for the competitors and then trying to see, okay, where they stand compared to their industry competitors. And with that, it gives us a point where, what they're doing good, what they're going bad, what they're about the same. And that puts us in a place where, okay, we can now start working. And in the past, most business owners don't even do a business valuation because they always think business valuation is only when you're ready to sell the business. But in reality, I think this is something that should be used all the time because you don't know when the right opportunity is coming. And with the software that we use, this is fairly easy. It's the turnaround time is pretty short, and the cost is pretty affordable. So that's our first step that we would start with. The next step would be assessing the business financial accuracy. So at the end of the day, before we can actually fix it, start the next level of where we want to make sure that all the information, the financial data in their systems is actually correct, that it's workable. And if it's not, we have to fix it. So that's
let me stop you there.
Yes.
So let's suppose a business, which I'm sure many of them are going to hires you, and you're trying to assess if what they have input is correct. If a new person comes to the position, do you train them or does the business owners train them? And how to input that?
We would train them. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Do they have to go to you, or you go to their business place?
Do they come to me, the business owner, or do we are set up mostly virtual?
Okay, that's even better.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I set up my whole consultancy and the firm, mostly virtual. I mean, if we are in Miami, we're always happy to meet with our clients, of course, and maybe we will travel to them as well. But most of the work is done virtual. That's how we were set up from
the time, gas, and everything.
Way before COVID.
All right, so then you would train them. Excellent for their accuracy. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the next step is leveraging cash flow. So a lot of the issues that happen in businesses is managing their cash flow. So for example, they may be profitable because they're, for example, in a service-based industry, they could be actually billing customers for work done, but they're not really collecting. So in their profit and loss statement, it looks like they're profiting, but technically the cash is not coming in because it's taking, let's say, 90 days, 180 days to collect cash. So that's a big time that they're waiting. So by putting in specific cash flow management systems in place, then we can leverage the cash flow that that's coming in and going out.
Very important.
Yes, absolutely. Because to float the boat, we need the cash flows. So the next step we would go through is, which is a letter U, is utilizing the menu pricing strategies. What that means is that we would create specific packages of their products or services and price it in a way that's going to increase the value perspective and then increase the revenues as well. So, for example, that is something I implemented in my own business as a firm, and most CPA firms are still doing hourly basis work. And most of the questions I get when people ask me, what is your retainer or what is your hourly rate? I say, well, I don't have one. Actually, let's discuss what you need. And then I can tell you what are the three packages that I could offer you. And then you
that
can
make sense.
The best. So
what I like about you also is that you want to know their needs. You want to tailor to their business.
Absolutely.
It's not like a one shot, you know, size foot fits all.
Absolutely.
Go into the business, you do an amazing assessment, very thorough and comprehensive, and then you figure out what the price is. I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's always the choice. And then, you know, some clients might decide, say, well, the basic package is where I want to start because I still don't know you. I still want to see how things go. And sure enough, next thing they know, they're, you know, going up the chain and getting the bigger package.
Exactly.
So this is the strategies that I would use for my clients as well to make sure that we're building their value and their revenues as well. And then the next letter is E. And of course, in the true spelling of valuation, you will not have E, but in this case, we will have E. And that's to establish policies and procedures to mitigate risk. What does that mean? In many cases, when businesses are growing fast, and I actually happen to be working with a client when I first was started as a consultant, they were already in the $5 million range and they had absolutely no policies. They had no approval process. There were no segregation of duties. You know, random people were paying bills and random people were approving things, creating invoices, and then who was actually collecting the payments or making the collection calls. There was no policy or process. Who was approving the, for example, the travel expenditures? Absolutely none. So that's where
pretty chaotic, Marie.
It was.
Oh my God.
I spent 4 months there fixing that.
Wow.
So, you know, that's where we you know, one of the important things is to establish those policies and procedures. And if we can actually set it up earlier before they actually hit that 5 million or 6 million where things are growing much faster and it's harder to actually implement new things because people have already gotten used to doing things whichever way.
Right.
It's easier to do it when they've hit their first million.
So what I like it is that you create the structure for them.
Yes. Yes.
And that's
absolutely
very, very important. Let's leave it at the value. And we'll come
yes
back with an A. And let's thank all our advertisers because without them, this interview would not be possible. So
absolutely.
Let's begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-president Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation, Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. Catholic Hospice and Catholic Palliative Care Services, a big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff, Medical Director Dr. Tracy Romanello, Dr. Rochelle Clark, Director of Organizational Integration and Patient Experience, and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Trabanco, Regional Retail Manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Synovus is a financial services company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including our South Florida footprint. United Home Care, a big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Jose Fuentes, Chairman of the Board. Alina Palenzuela, Marketing Director and Executive Assistant to the President. Blanca Ceballos, as well as the rest of their stellar team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services because there's no place like home. Frida Akasan Arsadan, our Asian American healthcare hero, invites other multicultural healthcare heroes to promote unity, understanding, respect, and tolerance among all. Marie Torreson, she's joining us here in our studios, business owners. She will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call her and make an appointment. And go ahead, implement the framework of valuation and grow your money exponentially. Global Overday Seminary and University known as Gazu, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact Gazu. Meet Alyssa Billiard, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. Jewish University System, a big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education, psychology, sociology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University Systems. Metro Mommy Agency, for all of your pregnancy support before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, and the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic, thank you, Lane Maselic Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all our VIP advertisers. All of your services are beyond magnificent. So getting back to you, Marie, we were talking about your valuation MT. We ended up with the E, with establishing policies and procedures. Talk to us.
Yes. So the next step we'll take is analyzing the financial data. So we would look at comparative financials of, let's say, month to month, year over year, and putting together what is actually moving the needle, right? So what is the changes that are happening, and understanding what are the causes for it. So if a business owner is not looking at these numbers and actually analyzing it, they really don't know. They're just flying blind. It's like taking an airplane, going somewhere, but you really don't have a direction of where you're going. So that's a very, very important step. Now, the T stands for trimming down unnecessary costs. So as we're looking through a lot of these numbers, you know, we would question maybe certain expenditures. And it's not only, this is not to make the business owner feel bad by any means. It's more like, is it really worth it? You know, for example, if you're spending media dollars, right? Is it actually returning on that investment? For example, I prepare a very specific report for a client of mine that's going to be hitting $20 million this year. And
Congratulations. Yes,
I'm so excited for him. He's been with me for 3 years now, and he's asked me to prepare this media report specifically. And we track for him all the expenditures he does for the media through Facebook and Google Ads, and the return on investment. We track this every week. We provide this every Monday, and it actually helps him make decisions as to which ads actually were working, if this and truly it is related. So you want to be able to make that
kind of people are watching. Obviously, that's extremely important. You know, the views that we get. It's yes. Very important that they should track to see how many people, you know, how many people are watching this show. Once we've finished our interview, it's important that you go back in the next week or so and say, wow, I got the X amount of thousands of viewers on Point Richard Turgeman. And that's going to want you to come back next year on Point Richard Turgeman. So I get what you're
absolutely
saying.
Yeah. And those is only one example of a vendor, for example, from the media reporting. The next one is the letter I, which would stand for increasing profit drivers. So what I mean is that we don't want to have only one type of a revenue generator. We want to see if there's other ways of creating different profit drivers. So instead of one type of income, there's two, three different kinds of income. For example, in my case, and I'll give that as an example, in my case, it could be the tax filing is different than, for example, valuation MT, the consultative process. It could be different for bookkeeping. For one of my clients that is in the fitness industry, it could be fitness subscriptions. It could be, any other products that they have. So there's like different levels of profit drivers.
You customize it, right? According to what they're doing. Basically, you
absolutely. This is all strategically thinking together as how we're going to build this business to go from that 1 to 10. It's not just accounting procedures.
It's as I hear you speak, Marie, I'm trying to visualize. I'm sure that our viewers that are watching as well, they're trying to visualize how you fit into a business. It's almost like you're an employee of the business, but you're not.
But I'm not.
They hire you as an outside person. But in reality, it's almost like you are, because you are really hands-on and you're like up here looking at right. Everything that's going on in the business and analyzing, assessing, and deciding, and consulting with the business, that's amazing. I mean, I can see why you could take a business from 1 million or less to 10 million.
Yes, yes. And in many cases, I mean, the business owner may have an internal bookkeeper or their staff accountant that we can actually be supporting and making sure that they are doing their work. But our main purpose is to help the business owner grow that business. So it's all about strategic planning and business planning, using all these different strategies. And then the next one is, you know, operating efficiently and effectively. One of the key things that business owners don't do, and it gets to the point where financial auditors come in because it's they are required a financial audit, and they need to create their walkthroughs and operations. So what we'll do is we'll put together the walkthroughs of how they do their operations, and then look for any kind of inefficiencies, redundancies that need to be fixed and corrected. Because, you know, at any time something is being done redundant in multiple departments, need to be simplified, and that's going to actually save the business money. It's going to simplify the work for everybody, and then you are opening up efficiencies for the employee as well.
So as I hear you talk, something else came to my mind. You're like a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Right? You're a magnifying glass for a business. Really? I mean, you're so detail-oriented. So
yes.
That's amazing. Go ahead. Keep on going.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, so the next one is navigating a structured growth map. And what that means is that as we're working about all these different implementations, we will bring together, based on the strategic plan, the next 2 to 3 years of projections. So when we're saying we're going to get to 10 million, there has to be a structured way of getting there. It's not just random projections. And when we set up those projections, now we have a roadmap. We have a growth map. So the next step after that would be monitoring success. So when we put the projections together, we can't just leave it unattended. We have to monitor the actuals to projections. What worked, what didn't work. And we have to monitor and tweak every month as we go forward, because we want to make sure that we're staying on track with the target that we've set. And lastly, to transform personal and business wealth. And that means is that now that your business is growing and making the extra revenue and the funding, you want to be able to invest and do proper tax planning for yourself. So that's when we come in and do that type of transformation. So the whole system is together to bring personal wealth and business wealth.
Right. So it sounds like, wow, it's like 365, you know, the whole circle you do for the business.
Whole circle.
How long does it take you to implement this business? Like if business X calls you tomorrow and they hire you, I mean, what's a realistic number of days to take you and your associates to implement this in their business?
Absolutely. So this could be, and again, it has to go through the process itself. So we can't rush one thing over the other. And I would say about 180 days, it would be a fairly realistic for a business that's within that initial first $1 million. And of course, if they have some of their things in order, so we can implement it quickly, versus let's say if it's $5 million and they have things a little bit of a mess, it might take more than that. But it's all about thinking long term and not just short term. And I think that's where some business owner make the biggest mistake. They think it's just
implemented once, but you have to implement it all the time.
Right. It's going to be implemented as a process, and it's going to be checked up all the time. It's not something that you just put it one time. Similar to, say, if you bring in a software, development person, they implement the software for you and they just leave. And there's no one checking it work again. And it's like, oh, but it's not working because no one's using it correctly. No one's upgrading it.
You know, it's so wonderful when you can call someone, via Zoom or on the phone and have a meeting with you, virtually, and say, hey, I'm having trouble with this. What do you think? And then you if you can't handle it, one of your CPA friends can handle it. One of your lawyers can handle it. You are a holistic approach for businesses. And I want to compliment you on that. You're doing an amazing job. I'm glad that you're here, that you reside in Miami, because it's very important that we grow exponentially. I also want to congratulate you because you were also overlooking at the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce for a while as well.
Yes.
So dealing with so many diverse businesses and their operations and everything else. So you are truly an expert. So I commend you
Thank
for
you.
Your tenacity, for your persistence, for your go-get attitude of really trying to rise up, make our businesses rise up, and you know, and make it. You know, why not? That's why we all go in business, right? Because we want to make it.
Absolutely.
We don't want to fail. And with you, with Marie Torreson, CPA transformation coach, it's going to be amazing. So unfortunately, we're running out of time. Go ahead and say your number, because we also are on 12 podcasts. So say it for the podcast.
Yes. My office phone number is 786-693-2208. And I'm very thankful to be here. And I can't wait to help you.
We're very thankful that you're here. I want to thank you for, you know, sharing this invaluable information, especially about your brainchild, your framework evaluation. Business owners, go ahead and give her a call for sure. You know, let's start 2022 on the right foot. You know,
absolutely.
With a magnifying glass that I have just, you know, labeled your business, because you're a magnifying glass over a business.
Yes.
You know, so they can absolutely succeed. Thank you for taking them through the journey to succeed, up the ladder of success. Is there a last minute message, Marie, that you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm absolutely very happy to be here, and I'm very thankful to you, Rachel. You've been such an awesome friend and a colleague. And yes, and I want to invite everyone, our viewers here, to please make sure to go and download my ebook. I have a lot of awesome information for you. The website is guide.marieterosiancpa.com. Also, please join me on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn every Thursday at 10 a.m. EST for a lot more valuable information for your business.
Amazing. Amazing work, Marie. Keep it up. Thank you so much for being there for our businesses. You have the expertise. You've collaborated and continue to collaborate with other CPAs that are excellent as well, other attorneys. You have a holistic approach. You're a surgeon for business owners. You know, my friends, if you're out there, you own a business and you're not doing so well, don't despair. You have Marie Torreson. Thank you so much for delivering excellence. We'll see you next year for sure, On Point.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Marie. And to all of viewers, thank you so much for tuning in. And to On Point, Rachel Turgeman, it's so wonderful to have you here. Go ahead and share this interview with your family and friends. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. God bless you all. Happy holidays. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.